White House launches immersive mobile museum tour. Powered by Pragaru, to mark America's 250th anniversary. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 26, 2026. The White House has launched an interactive mobile museum tour to mark America's 250th anniversary. The museums, designed and created by Pragaru, are traveling across the country in a fleet of 6 trucks, bringing immersive American history exhibits to communities everywhere. The mobile museums, known as Freedom Trucks, part of President Donald Trump's Freedom 250 initiative celebrating the United States' milestone birthday, will travel coast to coast throughout 2026, highlighting America's founding, defining moments, shared values, and hopes for the future. Watch below. With interactive and inspiring content for visitors of all ages, the exhibit tells the harrowing story of how 13 colonies declared independence, defeated the greatest empire in the world, and secured American sovereignty 250 years ago, the tour's description reads. Pragaru CEO Marissa Streit explained on X that the Freedom Truck Mobile Museum's tour was powered by the conservative organization and launched on Wednesday in North Carolina with U.S. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy. Streit also shared photos and videos from the mobile museums. Watch below. I'm proud to be part of the greatest president's cabinet that we've had in recent memory, Duffy said at the truck tour's kickoff. We have a president who loves this country, and he wants America to celebrate its great history on its 250th birthday. The transportation secretary added that the way the Freedom Trucks use technology to bring history to life is remarkable, and stressed the importance of learning from the tour, citing a piece of America that has tried to undermine her history by trying to tell a different story. This is a time to focus on the true and accurate history of America, Duffy said, adding, to know our history is to celebrate America. Duffy also noted that the mobile museums feature a wall that showcases a montage of great Americans. You look at what America and its innovators, its artists, its poets, its creators, what it's offered to the world, it is like nothing else in the world. And that wall of heroes exists because of the freedom that this country has, he said. Freedom and democracy has created the most innovative, creative, hardest working people that have existed on the face of the earth, the transportation secretary asserted. Duffy encouraged viewers to look up the truck tour's location stops and plan a trip with their families to check out the museums. This is a remarkable year, he added, noting the rare experience of having such a milestone anniversary of the nation's independence. There is so much to celebrate, there is so much to be thankful for, Duffy continued. We have been blessed by great founders. We have been blessed with a great president. We have been blessed with freedom, people of faith. And in this time we should lean into that, because there's more of us who love this country than those who hate this country, the transportation secretary said, adding, it's the lovers that are going to carry the day, not the haters. Duffy concluded his remarks by urging viewers to go out and tell the truth about who we are and what we represent on this great 250th birthday of America. We at Pragaru take sharing our love for America, our love for patriotic education, and our appreciation of our shared history as Americans very seriously, Jill Simonian, director of outreach for Pragaru Kids, said at the event's kickoff. Watch below. Simonian cited the timelines, the incredible tech, the pictures that come to life, before asking her audience, how many got to talk to George Washington in there? Yes, that's right, interactive media, the multimedia experiences that introduce you to the men and the women in the battle that carve our nation, as well as today's modern heroes who we know and love, she continued. One of my favorite parts is the quiz that determines whether you would have been a patriot or a loyalist, the Pragaru director added. Simonian went on to say that while the videos and tech look great, and they're fun, the mobile museums are about a lot more than looking good and having fun. This is important, she said. This is very serious, what's happening behind us in this truck, and we parents and teachers know that America is now at a critical juncture. Our 250th year in America is a time for renewal and it's a time for reflection, Simonian added. And these trucks are going to teach our past, so all Americans can look toward the future together. Those interested in experiencing the Freedom Truck Mobile Museums can visit the dedicated page or request a Freedom Truck at a specific location by filling out a form here. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.